All right, Brian Tallarico, he's the
good morning.
Assistant editor at RogerEbert.com. You were leading a lot of Facebook back and forth yesterday about the list you posted about the bubble shows.
It's and that time of year.
You were saying you were mostly, what was it, trending toward renewal on most
of those ones I was listing, yeah. I mean, bubble shows are tough. It's just where I can't quite yet make a prediction of whether or not it's going to be renewed or canceled. But most of those I was leading renewal. And then while I was putting this together, one of them got renewed. So it's that time of year where we get these surprising little announcements out of nowhere because they don't officially announce their schedules until May. But you know what I've noticed the last couple of years? Maybe it's because of social media. They realize these things are going to get more traction and become stories more quickly.
A little buzz action.
They leak renewals and even cancellations early. By the time the full schedule is announced in May, we usually know the whole schedule.
I'd like them to leak a cancel show to see the buzz go through the roof, and then they'll decide, well, maybe we'll renew it now.
Oh, yeah. Stuff like that has kind of happened, like shows that were going to end, the ratings looked good enough that they thought they might bring them back. Unforgettable. Unforgettable was a show that got canceled. Ratings proved pretty strong while it was airing its final episodes, and they brought it back for summer shows. So, yeah, it's very, very rare, but that does happen.
All right, we've got one caller here ringing the line, and Margaret's going to answer it in a second. But here's our phone number, 312-981-7200. And what we do every Saturday afternoon after the noon news is talk to Brian Tallarico. And if you've got any question about any show and any aspect about that show, you can call in, and he has a pretty good chance of giving you some solid information about it. Let's go through the bubble list.
The ones that are on the line, sure. You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a list?
Well, no, I don't, but I can probably do it off the top of my head.
Fox.
The bubble shows on Fox are Almost Human. Almost Human is right on the line. It's a very expensive show, and it didn't quite get the numbers they wanted given the buzz, but people do like it.
Expensive fact, because of production values?
Production values. J.J. Abrams and a pretty decently, probably high-paid cast. I'm guessing Carl Urban gets a good amount of money, and Lily Taylor. So expensive in that sense, it's not setting numbers on fire. It's another one of those shows that's time-shifting. All these Fox shows are time-shifting, like we talked about last week. So they're going to have to look at the numbers over the next... It just ended relatively recently. They're going to look over the numbers for the next month or so and see how they look. It's not... Live numbers don't mean as much as they used to. So Almost Human is one of those
cases.
Well,
it's good. That means the industry is moving toward where people are going.
Well, Fox is definitely leading the way in that sense. Fox is the ones who are proclaiming Sleepy Hollow the biggest hit of the fall because if you look at time-shifted numbers, in many senses it is. It's not live, but that doesn't matter to them anymore. They're looking at on-demand and Fox.com and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Almost Human, The Mindy Project.
Mindy Project is one of those ones that I had right on the bubble, and it got renewed last night. Fox, surprisingly, out of nowhere, especially on a Friday night, renewed four shows last night. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, New Girl, Mindy Project, and The Following all got renewals last night. So if you're a fan of any of those shows, they are definitely coming back in the fall.
NBC.
Or spring. What's on NBC? Community and Parenthood, the classic bubble shows are Community and Parenthood. They're on there every year. As I said, I think both of them are leaning renewal. I think they'll both return, especially because Community's as creative and funny as it's ever been. And Parenthood is maintained its loyal following who loves that show. We get calls about Parenthood every 3 weeks.
In the Mahler household, we have watched the entire series of Monk, The Office, now Modern Family, which I know is still in prediction. And now we're starting this next week with Community. Are we going to like it?
Not at the very beginning, you're not. Okay. I don't think. It takes a little while to find its footing.
How much is a little while? Part of the first season?
At least part of the first season. It's also dense with pop culture references, which you may not particularly enjoy.
My 15-year-old will dig it.
Yes, your 15-year-old will adore it.
Well, should I start with season two?
No, just give it some time. I mean, in my opinion, almost every great comedy needed time to find its footing. Has anyone seen
All in the Family? Give me all the way back.
The first 10 episodes of 30 Rock are darn near horrible. Tina Fey's comic timing wasn't there. Baldwin couldn't figure out how to fit in, and it just took time to find the rhythm, to find the pace. And Community took some time to find. I didn't love it right away, and now I think it's brilliant. If you're going to do the whole thing, season four was abominable. They fired the showrunner at the end of season three because the ratings weren't very good. They brought in someone new for season four, and it was almost unwatchable. He took the show in the wrong direction. I didn't even see every episode. This season, they brought him back. They brought the original guy back, and it's as creative as it's ever been. But never gets the numbers. Loyal following, but never gets the numbers. But I think NBC, what do we say about NBC every year? They can't cancel everything. So going with the they can't cancel everything motto, I think Community and Parenthood will be saved.
Imagine being on that show and knowing that's the kind of job security you have because you work for a stinkpot network. Paul, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Speaking of NBC, I wanted to know, Brian, where you saw NBC's revolution going to. It seems like the writing is kind of, you know, a little shaky. I mean, I'm into it. It seems like they could have probably ended the show last week,
right,
but they didn't. And then where you saw AMC's Walking Dead going, in the sense that the writing has kind of dropped a little bit on it, but I'm still glued to both of those shows.
Okay.
More so AMC's Walking Dead.
Well, two things. Let's start with Revolution, which is on the list, I think. Isn't Revolution on that list I did last night?
Yeah.
Revolution
mm-hmm.
is very much a bubble show. The numbers aren't there. It's not getting the buzz it once did. I mean, they used to promote yeah. the heck out of that show. It was on every other commercial, and now they don't really. They don't seem to be behind it as much. With shows like Chicago Fire and Chicago PD doing better every week, Law and Order doing better, I think Revolution is one of those cases where it's going to depend, for lack of a better analogy, who they have in the minor leagues to bring up. In other words, if they have a better show to fill in, Revolution's done. The farm system's going to matter to Revolution. It's right on the line. So I would say,
okay.
I would say too soon to tell, definitely a bubble show, but that one might be leaning cancellation, especially given how Blacklist, Fire, PD, and SVU are doing better. If you're the fifth highest rated drama on NBC, you know you're not doing too hot. So they might want to find
wow.
something better.
Walking okay. Dead.
Walking Dead is a juggernaut. Walking Dead on Sunday nights beats all the networks. It beats all cable. It beats everything. If you want to talk creatively, I agree. But I think creatively, the show's always been a peaks and valleys show. There were parts of season two that I thought were awful, when Shane and Dale were arguing yeah. constantly and I wanted both of them to die,
yeah.
and then they did. Stuff like that. The show, for me, has always been huge peaks and valleys. So they're in a valley now. I think they'll find their way out of it again. In terms of ratings, there's arguably no bigger show on TV. Walking Dead is enormous. It gets huge numbers. I wrote a piece for RogerEbert.com, if you want to try to find it, about how AMC recreated event television. You had to be there Sunday nights and watch it. They fought against time shifting by having Talking Dead afterwards so people can call in and talk about their show live.
Talking Dead,
yeah.
cool.
It's by having unpredictable things happen so you don't want it ruined the next day, so you feel like you have to watch it. Walking
right.
Dead is a huge
yeah.
show.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Great answer. Great
Thanks.
Answer. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. You enjoy that answer, too.
Oh, I do. I love talking Gets about some things.
Mary, you are next up here with Brian Tallarico on The Bill Mahler Show on WGN Radio. Go.
Hello. I am obsessed with True Detective.
Isn't everybody?
And
I think everybody is.
Yeah. And rumor has it that Matthew McConaughey is not coming back. Do we know why?
That's not a rumor. Let's
continue.
That's not a rumor. That is a fact. And in fact, that's what it was planned all the way from the beginning. You should look at it more as a miniseries than a traditional TV show. The way they've designed this from day one was it'll be different actors and a different director every season. It'll be like an anthology series. Think of it like American Horror Story does the same thing. They bring in new cast and crew and characters and setting every year. And so McConaughey and Harrelson won't even be in producer roles. In fact, the only person we know right now that'll be the same is the writer. The guy who directed every episode this season will be on as a producer, but the rumor is that he's not going to direct. And they have no idea who they're casting next year, but everyone's making suggestions. And they've set the bar pretty high for season one.
So what is not coming back either,
nope.
then?
None of the characters and
no.
likely none of the actors. If any of the actors do come back, they'll be playing different characters.
So they're going to have to basically introduce a whole
yeah.
new show to people.
It's an anthology series. They used to do those more often, and it's not that uncommon. Think of it as a miniseries more than a drama. And it ends tomorrow night.
It's about the best show I've ever seen.
It's pretty great, but aren't you a little nervous about the landing tomorrow night? I'm a little nervous. I'm very nervous. Yes, I don't want them to miss it. I don't want them to
the landing
stumble. You know what I mean? You got to stick the landing.
Okay.
the final episode. I hope they can end as strong as the season has been. I believe they can because they've hardly stumbled at all. But I'm a little nervous.
Mary, thanks.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN.
How you doing, Bill?
Ruby.
TNT, Major Crimes.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's coming back. And secondly, has Monday night CBS become the new Thursday night NBC must-see TV?
Well, hold on there. Monday night CBS has been much bigger than Thursday night for about a decade now, ever since Two and a Half Men and Big Bang were in there. If anything, it's actually slipped in the other direction. Now that Big Bang and Two and a Half Men are on other nights, CBS on Monday nights is struggling a little bit, believe it or not.
Really?
But about 5 or 6 years ago, when they had Big Bang and Mother and Two and a Half Men all in that same lineup there, it was the biggest night on TV in terms of for one network. So, yeah, CBS has owned comedy on Monday nights for a long time. But having said that, Mom is struggling a little bit, and Mike and Molly's not a huge hit, and they tried something awful called We Are Men earlier this year. So they're kind of playing around in that spot. But yeah, that's a big night. What was the Major Crimes. Major Crimes is not doing numbers that The Closer was doing, but very few things on cable do. The Closer was huge. So it's kind of living in the shadow of that show. As far as coming back, I don't know. Cable works on kind of a different schedule and different timeline. When we do these bubble shows and announcements, it's the networks. But I'll check into Major Crimes and let you know. I wouldn't be surprised either way. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve. Hey, Marilyn, you're on WGN.
Hi, I was wondering if Suits is going to be filmed in Chicago this season at all, because it seems like they've been giving us a bunch of clues.
That it's going to come here?
Yeah, that maybe they're going to film some episodes here, because like last season at the end, they had the Marshall Field clock picture hanging in Lewis's office, and then they had Harvey saying he's going to Chicago to Jordan's restaurant, and then the commercial, he said... When Mike said, you don't know anything about hockey, and he says, I ate my cereal out of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, I don't
and
know.
Now the opening role, the girlfriend.
Marilyn, I'm sorry. Marilyn,
those are all good clues.
Those are all good clues, but I don't know. I was just on a set, and I want to thank the Chicago Fire people. They were great. I was on the set of their show a couple days this week, and we were talking about all kinds of shows filming in Chicago, and that show didn't come up. Now, I don't know if that's a hint or not, and they might have just forgotten it, but there's a lot of shows filming in Chicago right now. They could easily come here. TV in Chicago is a huge industry right now. I saw it in action this week, and once again, thanks to all the Chicago Fire people who really were wonderful this week.
Fun.
Oh, it's an amazing... I've been on theatrical sets that were nothing compared to this. They built a whole building that was blown out. The side of it was blown out for this episode coming up.
Where is it?
It was down on the southwest side. It was amazing. It was just incredible production design and art direction and the whole production.
Cool.
Hundreds of extras out in the freezing cold on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. But I don't know anything about Suits. Sorry.
Marilyn,
got off topic
I'm
there
glad
a
you called, though. Mike, we'll wrap it with you. Go ahead. You're on WGN.
Yeah, hi. A few questions. First of all, I watch very little television, but what is a bubble show?
Show that's on the bubble between renewal and cancellation. Will it come back or will it not? That's what they call it.
Live or die.
Live or die. Resting on the bubble could slide either way. That's what that means.
Okay, well, I'm a big fan of movies, and the only time I watch television is a good football or hockey game, it seems.
All right, well, you're talking to the TV guy right now. What's your question number two? We'll have to...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be quick here. There's some TV shows of the 60s and 70s I was wondering if he remembers, one of which nobody remembers but me, called In Concert on ABC, and it featured live entertainment, everybody from Alice Cooper to Hot Tuna. Do you remember that show?
I'm not old enough to remember those shows, I'm afraid. I may be getting up there in years, but I was not around in the 60s and 70s.
Mike, let me do this. Let me recommend you go see my friend Jerry.
Jerry.
In Westmont. He's
actually, In Concert was a late night series. I think it ran Friday nights, 11:30. I think it was an hour and a half. It was on ABC, and it literally was In Concert. It would be various rock groups that would do an hour and a half show. I remember watching Emerson, Lake, and Palmer
on
one of those.
Okay. But anyway, Mike.
Cooper and Hot Tuna, yes.
Yeah, send me an email, BillMahler@WGNRadio.com. And I'll tell you about my friend Jerry. He's got dozens and dozens of old TV shows on DVD, and you can rent them out. And he's out in Westmont. So send me an email, okay, Mike?
How do you spell Mahler?
MOLLER.
Okay, I'm not in tune to a lot of media stuff, so I'll see what I can get.
All right. Well, we'll get you in tune.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Brian, thank you, buddy.
Thanks. I got some dead headphones over here. They're
really
popping out on me.
What do you got next week, do you think?
First, real quick, I reviewed Believe, Resurrection, and Crisis, three new shows starting soon. That review's on RogerEbert.com right on the homepage right now. So if you want to know about those shows. And then next week we'll talk about some other shows.